Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
More.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. Shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens light. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, with more.
Jesus,
only Jesus, only
Jesus.
More than a miracle,
more than a
miracle. Don't you know he made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus Christ,
Jesus
Christ,
Lord,
Lord.
Yeah. Whatever you may go through in life,
you can make it if you try.
Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, he can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be it morning, noon, or night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God can do.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Sister Danielle, for such another warm, pleasant welcome. Today is the day the Lord has made, and we are to rejoice and to be glad in it. Today, we want to address the topic, who will be blessed by your faith? Coming from Genesis 22, 1-19, addressing or the testing of Abraham's faith. You know, one of humanity's most common and universal episodes is our experience and reaction to hardships, trials, and temptations. No one on record has claimed they are satisfied with and willing to accept any outcome when facing difficulty. In Genesis 22, chapter 22, we have the story of Abraham's most difficult trial, which is one of the most famous stories in the Bible regarding his willingness to offer up Isaac. This trial marks the most faith-challenging incident in his life. Before I get too involved in Abraham, I want to share a story with you regarding a great-great-grandmother of a delinquent boy who lived in a Russian home for boys. In Russia, she and others got banned from Bible reading, possession of one, or any such use during her lifetime. Violators had their Bibles confiscated, imprisoned, killed, or made into slaves. However, as the ban got lifted, missionaries inquired about raising funds to purchase Bibles, but the local religious liaison informed them that there were thousands of Bibles in warehouses all over the city and that they would assist them in obtaining them. As the boy reluctantly served on the detail to retrieve the Bibles from the warehouse, a box fell off the truck and Bibles were scattered all over the ground. As he gathered them up, he noticed one lying open and that belonged to his great-great-grandmother. As his name and other family members were listed in this, that he learned of was the same as his great-grandfather's. This moment was a turning point in his life. He turned to God and became a preacher. Now, that's a fascinating lesson. A delinquent boy out of Providence, somewhere in the call it serendipity, happened to be in a Russian boy's home, selected for a detail of the hall of Bibles, and he was lucky to do that. And lo and behold, the box he was handling that failed happened to have a Bible that belonged to his great-great-grandmother, who was a believer, long before he knew anything about her. So this lesson, no doubt, regarding Abraham, as with the boy, should tell us something about how God operates in our lives and how this young man was blessed by his great-great-grandmother's faith. No doubt this lesson would touch on Abraham's listening to and execute God's instruction by going to the appropriate place and acting with unyielding faith by offering his only son Isaac as a sacrifice to God, how God blessed him with a perpetual legacy, protection, and victory over all of his precious and gave him a name that identifies him as the father of many nations, and making personal application by asking, who will be blessed by your faith? Now, we won't deal with the full length discussion of this morning, but I want to outline the events or the actions taken on behalf of Abraham, and then we'll do an application for our listening pleasure today. Now, we want to say the first thing we want to observe is that there was an opportunity of God's testing the faith of Abraham. Abraham presents himself, which is to take place in the land of Moriah. Abraham summoned two other men to accompany him and took his son Isaac, and they journeyed to the designated place of God's instruction. On the third day of Abraham's mission, he recognizes his destination and instructs his servants to stand fast while he takes Isaac to the location for the erection of the altar. As they near the designated area, Isaac inquired of the absence of the lamb. And then once the altar is built, the wood and fire is made ready. Abraham lays Isaac on the altar to sacrifice him. As Abraham raises his hand with the knife, Isaac gets rescued when the angel halts Abraham's actions by calling his name twice and instructs him not to harm his son in any way. God exercises his providential power and care by placing a ram as a substitute sacrifice in place of Isaac and states his pleasure in Abraham's faith. Lesson to learn is that according to Philippians 3:17 and 4:9, we walk in our steps. Actually, we walk in God's steps. And we are known and read of all folk. So we must be careful how we live our life. We never know what listening ears or peering eyes that are upon us. But 2 Corinthians 13:5 says we must examine ourselves whether we be in the faith. So oftentimes we may spend many years in the faith, in the body, in the church, and we never take a real close examination of where we are. And in Hebrews 13:7, it talks about whose faith follows. And that is, if you are a leader in the church, sometimes we need to ask ourselves, who's following my faith? Or who would follow my faith? Or whether my faith is worth following? See, will I bless someone in the future by the life I live now? You see, like the great-great-grandmother, her faith blessed her great-great-grandson. And in turn, he blesses others by becoming a preacher. Abraham received commendations from heaven for his willingness to offer Isaac as a sacrifice unto the Lord. As a token of gratitude, God blessed him with a perpetual legacy, protection, and victory over all his oppressors, and a name that will surpass all others and nations. So then, who will be blessed by your faith? Are you the light of the world? A city that sits on a hill cannot be hid. You know, according to the promise, Abraham became the father of all faithful. I'm intrigued by this lesson and how that in Abraham's mind, the deed was done. No doubt it was done. 3 days, Abraham was on his mission. 3 days, Christ in the tomb. And no doubt Christ came back from the dead. But Abraham knew that his son would be resurrected. So can you imagine what blow this was in Abraham's life? Is specifically called a test. That means it was meant by God to determine if Abraham's confidence is in his son Isaac or in God who gave him his son. This is a great test for Abraham and also the great test for us. Who's the greatest, that which you had or that which God gave you? That which you have or that which God gave you? That which you may have and that which God may give you? Which is the greatest? So oftentimes, we need to be prayerful for those who just gone through the storm. I beg you, all the great, nice things they had, many of them are lost and will never recover them. But the life that God gave them is, of course, more precious than the things that God gave them. And so we need to be prayerful for them as well as their great loss. But even going through a testing period such as this, I just wonder sometimes, what would my faith be like had I lost everything materially that I own at one whack, like many folks are today? We must ask ourselves, how would our faith stand against times such as these? As Abraham's faith stood during times such as his. So who will be blessed by our faith? That's a great question we want to bear with us today as we pray for those who have lost everything in the storm. And luckily and fortunately, no one as recorded as this moment lost their lives. But let's be mindful, let's be prepared for those who have gone through this ordeal throughout all the states that this storm touched. Let us pray. Merciful God, we're so thankful for all that you are and all that you ever will be. We pray mightily in the name of your son, Christ Jesus, to be with those families who are outdoors right now with nothing but their life. We're thankful for their life, Heavenly Father, but we know that their faith being tested, their spirits being tested, everything about them being tested, when will they get a new start How will they start? Will they be able to rebuild, restore the life they had before the storm? We know that tragic things happen way beyond the material aspects of our being. But we pray on behalf of them today who have lost all that they have, that their faith will hold up. Those who believe in you, we know that you reign on the just and the unjust. Their believers lost everything, and their unbelievers lost everything. But we pray that you be mightily in your omnipotent power to restore them to a place where they can comprehend life as we know it. Guide us and keep us throughout the remainder of this day. This we do pray in your Son Christ's name. Amen.